program prepared by Mrs. Addie Lewis of Florida and Mrs. Antoinette Jenkins of North Carolina, members of the International Committee on Professional Affairs, for presentation at the Southeast Regional Conference in Mobile, Alabama, August 1967. Four colleagues from North Carolina and four from Florida cooperated in giving the program. This tape is copied from one prepared by the International Delta Kappa Gamma Society for headquarters.
English at Escambia High School in Pensacola, Florida. Number one speaker, Myrtle Stevens, Ada Chapter, art teacher, Pensacola, Florida. Number two speaker, Ruth Gomelian, Alpha Omicron Chapter, teacher of English, J High School, J Florida. Number three speaker, Ruth Bryan, Ada Chapter, teacher of English, Chocolatey High School, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Number four speaker, Rosalie Pruitt, Chi Chapter, elementary librarian at High Point, North Carolina. Number five speaker, Sally Klingensmith, Beta Alpha Chapter, Kindergarten Director, East Carolina University, Greenville, North Carolina. And number six, Hermine Caraway, Beta Alpha Chapter, Teacher of English, East Carolina University, Greenville, North Carolina. And last but not least, Antoinette Jenkins, Beta Alpha Chapter, Professor of English Emeritus, East Carolina University, Greenville, North Carolina. Author of the script, designer and producer of these excellent visual aids, and serving as our technical director. And now these girls will present to you the hallmark of the professional teacher.
But they did not give valid reasons for their opposition. after the voting, these five aired their grievances in a classroom down the hall, where Mr. Johnson stopped the recitation in order to listen. He then advised this minority group not to participate in any activities they did not like. What should he have done?
In the first place, Mr. Johnson should have advised the advisor of the students the attitude of the minority, and then she could have had a conference with the students and worked out a solution which would have been to their satisfaction.
Letting the business of the senior class overflow into a mathematics classroom was just inexcusable. Mr. Johnson should have stopped the students from monopolizing his class and advised them to seek a conference with the advisor, who then would have had a chance to solve the problem. He should not have suggested rebellion. Would you go to the final break, please? That should have been followed. Certainly it seems to us that if Mr. Johnson had placed himself in the position of the advisor, he would have acted differently. Mr. Johnson states that he values empathy, but it doesn't seem that he had any empathy with the advisor. What does Mr. Johnson value? Cooperation or agitation? In the teaching profession, we should place a high value on cooperation, and this can be easily attained if we just remember to practice empathy.
She could have learned that the students had been having a buzz session. They were not aimlessly gossiping. Instead, they were planning a lively recitation for the next day in which all levels of learners would take part.
You may go to the flannel board, please. Was definitely unfair. It is quite obvious to us that a quiet talk with Miss White would have been the best ethical procedure to have followed. It also seems that, maybe Mrs. Moore placed more value on gossip than she did truthfulness. But far more disturbing to me is her lack of trustworthiness. As educators, you and I have a responsibility to be trustworthy not got to be.
Yes, I do. All teachers at some time or another must act as custodians for the funds of various clubs, organizations, and all sorts of fees that we must collect. A teacher in our school had been collecting for some time book rental fees, insurance fees, class dues, and no telling what else for a number of weeks. Suddenly she was called away home one weekend. Conditions were such that she never returned. The money was never returned to the school.
The solution to that is plain. The teacher should have mailed the principal a check for a full amount.
Or better still, she should have left with another teacher or the principal a list of the pays into each fund and a catch in case her return was delayed. In this way, the substitute could have taken out right where she left off.
Would you go to the flannel board, please? And it's an example of our need for extreme caution when we are handling other people's money. If asked, no doubt this teacher would have said that she valued honesty very highly and that she was honest. But carelessness is no virtue for us to value. As educators, we have a responsibility in all that we do to demonstrate honesty at all times. Of a problem that has occurred that I should like to bring to you. I think maybe this problem needs an immediate recommendation from a group like this. A member of our chapter has conclusive evidence that the son of a school board member has been dishonest on an examination. The father is a prominent citizen of the community. Faced with the certainty of a failing grade for his son, this father has arranged for the board to issue an ultimatum to this teacher. Either pass the boy or lose your job. This particular teacher has chosen dismissal to the giving of a dishonest grade. Obviously, she values integrity very highly. Do we have the courage to take a stand supporting this kind of integrity? What should we do?
That's ridiculous. I think the teachers in this school have been on the pressure from that school board just long enough, and it's high time they were taught a useful lesson. There's just no recourse but for us to call a strike next Monday and stay on strike until something is done about reinstating that teacher.
I disagree. Such action would not be in harmony with our standards of professional ethics, and such hasty action would be unfair to the students whom the teachers have been hired to teach. I'm definitely opposed to a strike, because that is just not the way professional people solve their problems.
Since striking does not offer a satisfactory solution to the problem, why not call a meeting of these people, the superintendent, the principal, the dismissed teacher, the parents of the boy, two members from this society, two members of the school board, and parents, other parents who are interested. These people could sit around the table, bring all the facts out into the open, discuss them, and then evaluate what they have heard from both sides, suggest a fair solution to the problem to be presented to the school board for consideration. Collective representation is the best method.
Would you place this solution on the flannel board? Is a case or a time Certainly, our colleagues need our loyalty at times like this. We should place a high value on loyalty and integrity, place it into practice in our lives, and stand steadfast with this integrity. Other incident?
Yes. This situation came to my attention the other day. One particular school, the back wall of Miss Wilson's room coincides with the front wall of Miss Brown's room. Miss Wilson was teaching a class of 54 in a room designed for 45. Miss Brown heard a noise on the dividing wall between the two rooms. So she immediately left her room, went to Miss Wilson's room, opened the door, summoned the tallest boy sitting in the back of the room, and without a word to Miss Wilson or to the boy, she took the boy back to her classroom and kept him the rest of the period. Was this action ethical?
That was an inexcusable thing to do. Why couldn't you just ignore the noise at this time?
A quiet conversation with Miss Wilson at some other time would have brought better results. The two of them could have discussed the crowded seating problem and found out some way to avoid the annoying noise. This conversation should have taken place when the pupils were present.
Very good. Would you place this solution on the flannel board, please? Always courteous.
Even enthusiastic about assuming responsibility. seemed to me we might have smaller chapters. And that would give the members a chance to assume more responsibility. Or let's have livelier programs. Not given by outsiders either, but by the members themselves. And you know something we found in our chapter, if we put our new members to work early, they really became more interested than they did otherwise. I remember the last time that our chapter was posted for a state regional meeting. We made two new members who had been a member of our chapter for only a few weeks co-chairmen for that state regional meeting. They were in charge of all things, and they did a bang up job, and did they learn about Delta Kappa Gamma Rho? And since then, they have been extremely valuable members of our group. Obviously, every member participation is the answer to this problem.
Excellent. Would you post that solution on the board, please? Certainly, we feel that members will participate if they are sincere when they pledge their loyalty to Delta Kappa Gamma. We have now proposed these solutions to these particular problems. The computer indicates that the best solutions are the teacher-pupil conference, the consultation, not the gossiping or the tattling, honesty with other people's money, collective representation, conferences between teachers, and every member participation. Now suppose we review and outline the characteristics of the professional teacher so as to guide all members of Delta Kappa Gamma.
E is for empathy, the knack of identifying with pupils and parents, with teachers and administrators.
T for trustworthiness means the ability to be faithful in allegiance to a person, a group, or a cause.
H is for honesty, which impels a person to take the time to do right, to do nothing unworthy of his own inherent qualities of soul.
I for integrity is the keystone of our profession. We must at all times be above reproach.
C for courtesy means built-in politeness to persons of all ages and all positions.
S for sincerity denotes keen interest in and strict adherence to our avowed purposes. In other words, sincerity embraces genuineness and faithfulness. We hope that all of you will adopt these standards of ethics when you in your professional relationship. A standard founded on empathy, trustworthiness, honesty, integrity, courtesy, and sincerity.
they didn't go from.
Huh?